liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too.
The TextNow subscriber you are trying to reach is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
We'll all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. This is The Raw Deal. Hello, Reba.
Hi, good morning. This is Reba of Reba Live with Red State Talk Radio, 7 to 9 evening time. And I want to welcome you here today on Revolution Radio. We're going to have a special guest that will be joining us. But first, I just want to remind you that we are in the week leading up to the Feast of Trumpets, Yom Teruah. This is a time for we the people to return and have ourselves, our lives, our nation restored. This is a time for our hearts to really turn to God and seek His goodness and His mercy and grace and receive healing. So we don't want to neglect that focus within the next week. Let's keep our minds in an ever prayerful mode and remembering all the tragedies and all the difficulties that are going on in our nation and our world, whether we think about the election fraud or the pandemic, the scamdemic with the mask mandates, the jabs, and everything else that's going on. We've had this hurricane that hit New Orleans yesterday. There's just so much happening, and only God, that's who we can turn to, our Papa, to help us get through this difficult time. Now, joining us here today, we're going to be talking about organ trafficking.
The TextNow subscriber you're trying to reach is not available. Please leave your message after the tone.
This organ harvesting that takes place has been going on for many decades. I personally witnessed it 40 years ago in my own practice, and it's a horrific thing that's been happening, not only in China and other countries around the world, in South America and elsewhere, but it's been happening right here in the United States. I witnessed it firsthand. In fact, I'm sad to say I even had a part to play because of my position in a certain research hospital. Because of my becoming aware of this very dark habit that has been going on in our medical field here in the United States, I actually walked away from conventional medicine and went into an alternative route, because you don't need to have organs transplanted. You actually can heal your body if you get rid of toxicity on a cellular level within your body, eliminate as many toxins from coming into your home and into your body, and feeding your body great nutrition to give it what it needs, including plenty of oxygen, exercise, and fresh air, and your organs can repair themselves. Do we have Mitchell with us?
Not yet. I've missed him a couple times, and I've tried to call him back. And let me try again.
Okay.
I think when he hears you talking, I think he mistakes the call for somebody or something else, maybe. As we're talking, I'm ringing him
all
back
right
again. There he is. Is that you, Mitchell? No. Okay.
Mitchell?
No, he wasn't there. let me try the other number. Good.
He's saying he can't get through.
I just picked up.
We'll catch him in a minute. I'll just go ahead and continue to talk. So, I just sent you his Skype name. Perhaps you can get him that way. So Mitchell is actually right now, he's in Vietnam. He's actually, he was born in South Africa. He immigrated to the United States. He is an American citizen, but he has been working on uncovering this particular crime against humanity for the last 21 years. And we've all heard bits and pieces from time to time about people that are in prison, or people are being snatched off the street and they steal their organs. It's happened here along the border, our southern border. It happens in countries in Central and South America. It's happened in Africa. It's happened all over the world. Organ harvesting is a huge business. There's a lot of money in it. And this is why they've been practicing it, I can attest, for at least 40 years right here on our land in the United States of America. And it's something that is done in major medical centers.
Hey, Mitchell's here.
Hello, Mitchell.
Hey, Reba. How are you?
I'm good. So glad that you were able to connect. So we've just been chatting here a little bit about the problem with this organ harvesting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and what got you interested in this crime against humanity?
Absolutely. Am I coming in loud and clear, by the way?
You are.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, first of all, so much for allowing me to be here with you and your lovely audience. I know it's a very heavy topic, but a topic of all due seriousness, as the human body, as the human spirit now, is at stake to be eliminated and annihilated by these very diabolical, sinister, evil people who have planned a depopulation plot in real time now. And it's all sourced back to the Chinese Communist Party. And I'm an investigative journalist working about 200 miles from the Chinese border, exposing a new form of evil that is continuing in the States, as we talked about yesterday, Reba, and you have a big experience sharing on that, about the child trafficking and the organ harvesting in the hospitals, as well as with Planned Parenthood and now the University of Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh. But my research and my work started when I was attending the University of Georgia as an international business school student. I was going to intern at a big investment firm. My father spent a lot of money on me, so I was all gung-ho, money and power and woman, and you know, nothing wrong with success and power and you know, good ventures. However, my heart was leading more towards human rights and social work. And in 2001, I was exposed to a spiritual movement called the Falun Gong. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it or your listeners have ever heard of it. But it really captivated my attention. It was very intriguing. It's very similar to yoga and Tai Chi. And Falun Gong became the largest spiritual movement in China. And it was targeted by the Chinese Communist Party. And now they have been sent to state-mandated hospitals, their organs cut out of their bodies while alive, and sold as the healthiest organs in the world, illegally, without any consent, forced, just like a lobster out of a tank, cut open and sold. And this has been fueling this forced organ harvesting against these innocent practitioners or prisoners of conscience or just simple meditators. This has been going on for the last 21 years, as early as 1995, and has fueled a multi-billion dollar business.
Wow. So, and these people, I want people to clearly understand what's going on. And this is the same that's happening here in the United States. When you harvest organs, these people are not under general anesthesia. They're cutting them open while these people can feel everything.
That is exactly right. And in to understand how evil and diabolical this is, we have to understand the nature of the Chinese Communist Party. The Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, that has controlled the largest population in world history, the second largest military, the second largest economy. China, the Chinese Communist Party, has ruled for over 100 years and has decimated over 5,000 years of Chinese culture and has wiped out intentionally 100 million people. That's more life dead under their rule intentionally than two world wars combined. So to understand how organ harvesting forced live state-sanctioned kill-to-order on demand live organ harvesting, basically just calling a doctor and saying, listen, we want a Falun Gong organ. We heard that they're fresh and they're available. And the doctor's on the other side. Yeah, no problem. Sure. We'll just come on over. So basically, I'm not sure if you've ever been to a wet market in Southeast Asia, but you go, or, you know, a fish market. I think they have it in the States as well. You go and yes. You say, listen, I want that lobster. I want that crayfish. I want that shrimp. And the waiter goes, okay, to the chef, I need this and this and this. They take it out of the tanks, fresh and alive, and they just cut it up out right in front of you. Well, this is exactly what is going on with the Falun Gong in China.
It's barbaric.
Yeah, over 252 concentration camps, 36 death camps, and over 2,000 to 3,000 hospitals, turning their doctors into murderers, and using the Chinese military to send hundreds and thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners in sealed cattle cars, hooked on rails to these state-mandated hospitals, and just cutting out their organs while alive, while detaining up to 1 million to 2 million to 3 million at a time in over 252 concentration camps, funded by the Chinese military, the highest-ranking forms of the Chinese government, the entire hospitalization, the secret police, and a 610 office, a Gestapo-type office, that was created on June 10, 1999, 1 month before the complete ban of Falun Gong. It is illegal to practice Falun Gong. Imagine the President of the United States coming out and saying it is illegal to practice Christianity, Judaism, and Catholicism in the United States. And if anyone is caught holding a flag, holding a Christian ceremony, attending a church are going to jail. Does it sound familiar? Look at the lockdowns. Look at Australia. Look at Canada. Look at the United States, soon to be. You won't be able to go to the supermarket without a vaccine passport. Oh, by the way, it's a Communist Party social credit score. It's all from Communist China. This is why it relates so dearly to the Americans, because the Americans have one thing that the world doesn't have, and you have to stand guard and you have to call to arms under the Second Amendment. There's no other country that has the Founding Fathers' last line of defense that is situated in the Constitution that has to be ignited. It's Broken Arrow. It's the last line of defense, and this is what it's come to, folks. And I'm not a violent man, Reba, but this is the one thing that differentiates a communist police state system that renders the entire population helpless to the American Patriot Constitutional Republic Founding Fathers doctrine, the greatest document in the history of mankind, one nation under God, the Constitution. And they put that irrefutable Bill of Rights and the Second Amendment. So that will differentiate. I know I've deviated a little bit from our main topic, but I just want to bring it all together and show people and have them feel that it all relates to everybody, that we cannot remain silent and say, well, it's no interest of mine. I'm a million miles away. I'm in America. I'm in Alabama. I'm in Atlanta.
But it's happening here. Exactly. Here's the thing, Mitchell, that people need to wake up and understand. It's already been happening here for decades, and we're literally 1 millimeter away from it going to the level that it's happening in China, because they're already killing people. They are getting the consent of family members when they organ harvest, but they're lying to them in order to get that consent. And they're manipulating the whole thing, just like everything else. They use propaganda, they use lies, deception, and it's like a sleight of hand. And this is the most devious time of world history is right now. And they're doing everything that they can to kill as many people as they possibly can. And here's what doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. Since they're trying to depopulate the planet, why are they choosing to transplant certain individuals on a transplant list and keep them alive while killing someone else? And it all boils down to who can they manipulate and control. And these are their tools, the ones they're trying to save. People like Cheney, for instance.
Or Rockefeller, who got 4 or 5 transplant hearts, heart transplant, open heart surgery. And where do you think he got the hearts from? And so, you know, the thing is that, you know, Reba, many people were drawn to this spiritual movement, Falun Gong, which became the largest spiritual movement in China. That's why I mentioned it, that this particular practice, between 80 to 100 million people, one out of every 12 Chinese national citizens, were practicing this very peaceful spiritual movement, meditation type of exercises, with a philosophy of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. And because of the healing effects, so many people were practicing. More than half of upper class society, the military generals, celebrities, the intellectuals, the very successful business people, and all of the government officials as well. So when this huge popularity of the spiritual movement, namely Falun Gong, occurred in China, the Chinese Communist Party president at that time, Jiang Zemin, who created this Final Solution campaign to destroy these people, wanted to do it in 3 months. He wanted to destroy 100 million people in 3 months. This is how serious it was. But it's been going on for 21 years, this genocide beyond proportion.
Unbelievable.
And they've been killed.
They've been doing different types of genocide all over the world, and they've used different types of methodologies. Sometimes it's through vaccines and sterilizing populations like they did in India and in the Philippines. And then in China, as you're pointing out, the organ harvesting. Here in the United States, they've used abortions that has wiped out tens of millions of precious souls. And of course, they're using these jabs here to kill people as well and sterilize right here in this country. So we need to be educated and know what methods they're using to exact this these mass genocides all over the world, because as the scripture says, my people die for lack of knowledge. We need to open our eyes and our ears and see what's going on. So tell us, what have you been able to do to help intervene with these people in the Falun Gong there in China?
Well, you know, just coming on your show and sharing this with your lovely listeners, you know, God has led me to the right people. To fail to support the good, Reba, and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. I think, what profits a man to rule the whole world and gain the whole world but lose his soul in the process? So what is a man who cannot make the world a better place? So I decided, because this particular spiritual movement I have practiced myself, I'm of the Jewish Judeo-Christian faith. I believe in Jesus. I believe in God. That will never change. My faith is fully in His stead, and I am a child of our Creator, as you are and as all your listeners are. So I was just wanting to find something that was stress relieving and can release a little anxiety, make me feel a little bit better in the morning after a good night's sleep. So I tried some yoga, I tried some Tai Chi, I tried martial arts, and it was very nice, but it wasn't as easy, and I had to pay a lot of money for it, and it was more of a requirement here and there, and I just want something very organic. So I saw a festival. There was a festival in Athens, Georgia, a very prestigious musical town, famous little town in Atlanta, Georgia. And I resided for 25 years of my life before coming here to do a mission in Vietnam as an American citizen, the first citizen in my family. The reason why I was born South African is because my family all left Nazi-occupied Lithuania and Hungary. So I had this mission in me already that just ignited, I think, by God's grace. One day when I was at the University of Georgia, and I only survived because my family, what was left of them, survived the Holocaust. That's why I was born in South Africa, and I immigrated to America, to Atlanta, Georgia in 1995, and was lucky to see the Olympics in 1996. And it was a beautiful time in America. It was really special and wholesome, not like this radical leftist woke culture that we have today, which is also stemmed mm-hmm. from the Chinese Communist Party. But the Falun Gong is very seriously important to understand and significant in exposing the CCP that is affecting all of our families now, because this particular practice, after becoming the largest spiritual movement, was outlawed and demonized in such a way. Sounds familiar? Look at all the unvaccinated who have looked into the CCP virus and said, no, I'd rather not take this vaccine, aka bioweapon, aka kill shot, which it is. It truly is. And not to alarm any of your guests, but I think we can go deep. I think your show is a show of deep truth instead of conspiracy theorists. You know, this is conspiracy mm-hmm. facts. We hold no bar here because we haven't got time, and we've reached a point that really we are at a crossroads of either stay quiet and pussyfoot around and be nice and friendly and not offensive, which I don't believe is true. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, one of the great courageous doctors that have said that this Say No to Vaccines, she wrote the book Say No to Vaccines because she knows what's in them, has come out and said, we're no longer going to be polite about this. We have to offend. It's good to speak the truth because the truth hurts. So in terms of the CCP, Reba, the reason why is because they targeted the Falun Gong that was uplifting the society in a very profoundly peaceful and healthy way. They did research on it. They investigated the medical benefits of the exercises of the spiritual movement, and they saw how miraculously people were being healed from all kinds of illnesses, ailments, and injuries. So I was very impressed. I learned the exercises at this festival, and I immediately experienced an incredible feeling of relief. wow, I can sleep better, I feel better, I can breathe better. I felt all my like congested places in my body just burst open. Really, it was quite profound. And I thought, well, do we have to pay money for this? And is it cultish? And is it and nothing to my knowledge and my feeling and my experience, just a very down-to-earth spiritual movement. But then I realized that the Chinese Communist Party targeted for eradication, just like now it is targeting you and everybody else for eradication with this CCP virus, a bioweapon agent that was released in the Wuhan lab, and the vaccine itself. And I wanted to read this to you. Based on the infectious disease, based on the infectious disease expert and the British scientist Kate Broderick, who was actually on this morning's show in the United Kingdom, a mainstream talk show. The Chinese Communist Party, this is how deep it goes, folks. This is why it all relates to you as well. That I hope, and I'm glad you're paying attention. The Chinese Communist Party, the same regime that's murdered 100 million people, that's now slaughtering and harvesting Falun Gong practitioners and others while alive, house Christians as well, in death camps, in state-mandated hospitals, and cutting out their organs while alive. The same regime that has done this is the same regime that has used their own CCP technology, according to these scientists, these British experts. The Chinese Communist Party created the genetic code sequence, the bioweapon agent, in their Wuhan lab, which was then downloaded into the DNA medicine vaccine, placing into the proprietary algorithm that generated the vaccine. And within 3 hours, they had it already designed, and it went straight into manufacturing. None other than the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, which was designed in 2 days by the BioNTech co-founder Ugo Sahin. And these insane scientists even thanked the mass murdering regime for its technology used to create the bloody biojabs, which has now been released and approved by the lovely FDA, which has been bought out by obviously the lovely Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and, you know, need I mention any more the Bill Gates and Belinda Foundation and, you know, to destroy people with their poisonous, lovely, incredible toxin that is going to help so many people live, graphene oxide. This is how mm-hmm. it's all tying in, right? So you see the connecting of the dots. So that's why I think it's so important to share about how the CCP is so evil, because they're not only targeting the Falun Gong, but they're targeting you too.
But here's what we all need to keep in mind. The Chinese people themselves, they are not evil.
Correct.
Just like Americans, we are not evil. But we have people at the top that are very evil. They are satanic, Luciferian, authoritarian dictators that are wanting to have complete dominion over the planet. And but yet there are good people in every nation. We shouldn't demonize Chinese just because they happen to be born in that land, because I have a lot of friends that are Chinese, as I'm sure you do as well,
yes.
Mitchell. And we want to be careful not to put people in a box and to stereotype. Always be on alert with every single individual that you encounter, but we need to also realize that just like, you know, we have pedophiles that are priests in the Catholic Church, we also have beautiful people in the Catholic Church that are practitioners. And also there are a few priests that are really good people as well. And the same thing in the rabbis, in the shuls, in the synagogues, and in the Lutheran faith and the non-denominational. We have a lot of pedophiles at the top and even amongst the congregations, but there are good people mixed in. This infiltration has been thorough, and so we're going to see the wheat and the tares, the good and the evil is right there living side by side. But the problem is it's been getting predominantly more evil at the top. And the people have been following along and listening to their propaganda. They've done a thorough job, haven't they, Mitchell?
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we must be clear. The Chinese people are beautiful, wonderful people. The China is a wonderful, beloved land of ancient, rich, traditional culture. They are innocent. They have been brutally persecuted and slaughtered. The CCP is the red devil. The Chinese Communist Party is the evil cult, and has infiltrated into the United States and has aligned with very satanic, reptilian, vampiric forces in this world. That the Rockefellers backed Mao Zedong, wiping out 40 to 50 million people, Reba. So yes, you made a great and very eloquent point that this is not the Chinese people. This is the CCP. I will go so far as to say 80% of the Chinese government is not involved in this, because, you know, by the time Falun Gong was introduced into the general public, it was all praised by the Chinese government as a crime-fighting force to bring morals back to the Chinese society. It was only the Chinese Communist Party president at that time of the CCP, Jiang Zemin, and his gang of scoundrels who orchestrated and forced many Chinese officials against their will to support this barbaric reign of terror and this outright new form of evil genocide that is still going on today. But again, the CCP is the monstrosity. It is that's the evil, not the Chinese people. So a great point on that for clarity and differentiation.
Mm-hmm. Now, I wanted to ask a moment about your friend, Dr. Enver Toti. Is that how you say his name?
Yes, yes.
How did you meet him, and what part does he have to play in all of this?
I brought him on a coalition to Westminster Abbey in London at a child trafficking court, and we had a presentation. We were the first presentation for 2 hours. And he was there. He's the doctor, ladies and gentlemen, who did a forced live organ harvesting in China in 1995 as an up-and-coming surgeon. And he was forced to do it at an execution ground by the Chinese Communist Party. And he was filled with grief, and he left and he fled to become a bus driver and an Uber driver in London. And he comes on the shows with me. His testimony is brilliant. One day, hopefully, Reba, for your live show, I can bring him on and he can share. He's a wonderful man. And he's actually in the documentary, folks, if you'd like to take a look at it, called Hard to Believe Movie .com. Hard to Believe Movie.com. Or you can look it on YouTube. Hard to Believe. And he, Reba, comes with me on the shows, and I brought him to London, or I met him in London because he lives in London, with the other investigators, Ethan Gutman and David Kilgore. Now, before we continue, I brought you some clips. Would you like to play the first clip? And then people can hear the main investigators' testimonies. And I think that's incredibly riveting and mind-blowing for the audience, and also intriguing.
That would be great. Mitch, do you have that ready?
Book, a rather upsetting issue, allegations that have repeatedly been aired that China plays a part in harvesting organs, mainly of executed prisoners. The numbers run to thousands every year. Organs then get sold on for transplants. It's always been vehemently denied by the Chinese government. But here in Britain, representatives of a campaign called Forced Organ Harvesting have been looking at the issue, and they've gone as far as presenting their latest findings to the British Parliament. Two representatives join us here in the studio. Welcome to David Kilgore, former member of the Canadian Parliament, and Ethan Gutman, author of several books on China, who've both been involved in the investigations, are here to tell us a little bit more. David Kilgore, if I could start with you, what are the latest findings of your investigation? What are you closing in on?
That about 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been killed and their organs trafficked. There are other people too, convicted prisoners are killed, of course, but the thing that we're focusing on is the Falun Gong community. My colleague Ethan Gutman has done a lot of work on the Uyghur community. He'll probably want to say something about that, but yeah, there's no doubt. We have 52 kinds of evidence that this is happening. To give you the easiest example, the wife of a surgeon told us that her husband had removed the corneas from 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners in a two-year period. So, I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind. We've written, we've got two books on it. We've got all kinds of...
And these, just to clarify, these come after judicial executions?
No, there's no judicial involvement in virtually all of the Falun Gong. That's the thing that nobody understands.
Okay, right. So we better clarify this, because we often cover the fact that China, of course, has one of the highest rates of execution, judicial execution. It's their choice. That's what they do. And they're always there in the top three, along with Saudi Arabia and Iran. But this is something different.
Exactly. It's because a police signature is all you need to get sent to a forced labor camp. And then basically what happens is somebody from, it could be London, it could be Canada, goes over there for a liver. And there's a computer bank, and it says there's a match for you out in camp number 50. And somebody's dragged out of the camp number 50 into an operating room. Their liver's taken out of them. It's flown to Shanghai, where you're probably waiting for your liver. And you come back to London with a new liver, and somebody has been killed like a lobster in a grotesque restaurant.
Hang on a minute. So you're not even saying, because, I mean, it's one issue, the judicial executions and the use of the cadaver, which I suppose in a certain legal sense is the property of the state once the state has killed the individual. But you're saying these are people being killed to order.
Precisely. And it's so, as you say, your horror shows how distressing it is. But yet it never gets mentioned that these are people who've been maybe giving out pamphlets asking them to stop killing Falun Gong, and they're guilty of nothing.
The allegation and our findings are shocking. I mean, to us, this is a form of evil we have yet to see in this planet. This is a new form of evil. I'm David Matus, and with me is David Kilgore. We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China, that the donors, the Falun Gong donors, are unwilling. Then they have been executed in the process, either for the purpose of the transplants or after the transplants, and that their bodies are cremated. That was the allegation we were asked to investigate. David Kilgore is a former member of parliament and former cabinet minister for Asia Pacific, and I'm a Winnipeg lawyer doing immigration, refugee, and international human rights law in Winnipeg. We were asked to investigate this allegation by the coalition it's a coalition investigating allegations of persecution, coalition to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong in China, which is based in Washington, D.C. We were asked to do this a couple months ago, and we have now done our investigation, and we're producing this report. We were not paid. We were doing this as volunteers, and we're not associated officially with anyone. We're just acting independently from everyone and doing this investigation. We pursued every investigative trail we could find. In the report, you will see that there are 18 different avenues of proof and disproof we considered and evaluated. Our bottom line conclusion, after considering everything as best we could, was that the allegations are true. We believe them to be true, that this harvesting is indeed happening. That conclusion comes not from any one of these different 18 categories of evidence that we looked at, but by assessing everything altogether. Altogether, they paint a whole picture. All the evidence we looked at either corroborated the allegations, or in some cases where we were looking at possible disproof, did not disprove the allegations. We do know for a fact that the Falun Gong are depersonalized, dehumanized, and marginalized, repressed, persecuted, both in word and in deed, in the most vile ways possible. For this sort of allegation to be true in Canada would involve a very large step from where we are. But in China, it's not that big a step from where China has been.
So there we go, Reba.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so abominable. It's so disgusting what they're doing. And it's been going on for years, and it continues. Why isn't the international community standing up and crying out and stopping this? You know, we have really just gone so far low as a human race.
Absolutely. Well, when you get to the point where moral decay is now present, and atheism is a trend, and anyone who believes in God or Jesus are looked upon as some nut job, we have a problem. Houston, we have a very big problem. So this is the World Health Organization, the United Nations, are colluding with this mass murdering regime. Four specialized units, Reba, out of the 15 units of the United Nations are owned by the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, it's insane. You have the Chinese Communist Party dealing with the Taliban, dealing with the IMF and the World Bank. They're deeply involved with the with the Rockefellers and George Soros and Henry Kissinger and Joe Biden. I'm mentioning names and Justin Trudeau, not to attack these people, but to give a warning and a heed to these people and saying, you are dancing with the devil. You're not even dancing anymore. You have crossed the line and sleeping with the devil and allowing this evil to go ahead. You're turning Canada into a communist state. Biden's about wanting to turn America into a communist state. Look at Australia, for God's sake. That's a communist state already, just arresting people for taking a jog. This is all out of the playbook of the Chinese Communist Party, and it has the prints and the official stamp of the CCP that has been backed by all these known vampiric, reptilian, demonic people that want to destroy billions of people and control the rest. So this is all being hidden. For 21 years, I have been knocking down the doors of the frontline legacy mainstream media, and hardly any of them have come back to me. These people that talk about human rights, these people that talk about, you know, goodness, and whether you're on the left or whether you're on the right or in the middle, I don't care who you are. You can be an Oompa Loompa in a chocolate factory, ladies and gentlemen, but do have the heart like Reba to come out and say, you know what, let this guy on who has got no credentials, who barely graduated high school, let alone college, but hear this man's story out. You, Reba, are a courageous hero, and Mitch, you too, and everybody who's listening to you, to this, God bless you, because you are one of the very few, the last of the easy riders. I don't know. I think that was Henry Fonda and another guy, one of those famous, you know, 1970s where they took their bikes and they rode those Harley choppers all through America. That was America back then. But now we have a bunch of weak, woke, beta cucks who can't tell their arse from their elbow, who I wouldn't let and you wouldn't let lead across the street, govern our towns, govern our school boards, sexualize our children, peddle our children around when they're speaking of how they want to care so much for our needs and our well-being and our safety. And this is the manipulation and deception that has to break. You look at the French, Reba, look at the French. They ain't taking it no more. Mm-hmm. They're done. Look at all the truckers in Australia. They ain't taking it no more. Now the Americans have to lead. You, any American that's listening to this, this is more than an organ harvesting issue. This is a call to arms, not in a violent way, not in a radical way like Black Lives Matter or Antifa. We're talking about American patriotism, George Washington style, that fought for their freedoms, their liberties, and their rights, and walked what the Constitution is made of. Now, until we see that, we have no chance. We have no hope. We have no faith. And we will be led to slaughter, just like the Falun Gong, to gulags in America that have been set up by you-know-who, Joe Biden, and Kamala, the demon wicked witch of the West. Well, that's Nancy Pelosi. But these are called FEMA camps, ladies and gentlemen. And these are going to be used for medical internment camps for the unvaccinated who have not... who have decided to uphold their constitutional right of consent against this medical tyranny and these barbaric communist traitors, American traitors, who have sold out their oath to protect the people under God and under the constitutional rights of liberty, justice, and for all, and the Bill of Rights. So there we go.
Here's the problem I want to share with you, Mitchell. We recently had, in this past month, the governor in Tennessee, He actually, you know, signed an order. They are going to start instituting these internment camps there in the state of Tennessee. In the state of Florida, Ron DeSantis instructed the Surgeon General to write a standing order for certain drugs, not hydroxychloroquine, not ivermectin, but this Regeneron, I can't hardly pronounce that word. It's so evil. But that they have a standing order for every Floridian. And this is using a blood product, these monoclonal antibodies. It's coming from other people. The potential for all kinds of things being put in that injection, in that infusion, is tremendous. And people, he has set up these centers all over the state of Florida. I think it's up to like 45 at this point. And people are just so brainwashed. They think this is a good thing. And this is over $1,000 for one of these infusions. And you can pick up some ivermectin or some hydroxychloroquine for under 20. But this is what he's pushing. They just paid him off. This company paid him off over $10 million to push this drug.
Now, these people... Look, these people are traitors. Their deception and manipulation are running out. I thought DeSantis was doing a good thing, just to get off track for a second. But I had a bad feeling always about this guy. I'm not sure why. He was too. I don't know how I can explain it, Rita. You know, Rita, you see these people. But look, I'm not here to attack anybody or talk about anybody in a negative way. Unless they are proven guilty. And if you're saying that DeSantis is in on it, well, that's a crying shame. Then I think Governor Abbott is also in on it as well, because these two, I don't know what they're smoking or what they're doing. I haven't seen one yet. I thought these were the guys who were going to lead us in the next great great American Revolution, but they're not, according to you and your sources. And you've been around a long time, and you ain't kidding, and you're not playing around, and you're running for U.S. Senate. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And
the only governor that I have absolute respect for at this point is Kristi Noem in South Dakota. I know too many things about these other governors that I don't know of any others that I would give my approval on.
No, you know what, Reba, you've lived a long time. You walk the walk. Your listeners know that full on. That's why they tune in, and I'm sure you are gaining traction every day with more and more people that are awaking to the truth and wanting to know what is going on, joining your cast and joining your listener view. And I'm sure your producer is very proud of the show, and I am very honored to be on, because you are a patriot, madam. You are one of the few that is fighting to expose this evil, and that's why God bless you again for allowing me to come on. I was wondering if you can play another clip just to share about the topic at hand, about the organ harvesting against the fallen
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. Which clip would you like to play?
Okay, well, before we do it, I just wanted to share and make clear, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you can see now all the puzzle pieces. What I love to do when I come on the show is, is to give you puzzle pieces and then bring them all together, so you see the clear picture of the state of what we are in and how it all ties together and relates to you. Even though the CCP is a million miles away, it's in your backyard and now in your children's bedrooms with this kill shot that they want to implement into their arms, and the masks coming from China, all parasitic up, and all these disgusting viruses on these masks causing respiratory problems. Where do you think it's all coming from? But anyway, to cut a long story short, the former vice president of the European Parliament, this is the next clip, Edward McMillan Scott, clip two, will shed some light on this genocide.
I wrote a report on EU-China relations in 1996-7 for the Foreign Affairs Committee, and returned to Beijing in 2006, where I met ex-prisoners of conscience, Falun Gong practitioners, as well as made contact with a number of other dissidents and reformers. All the Chinese with whom I had contact were then imprisoned, and in some cases, like Gao Zhisheng, tortured Gao Zhisheng is a Christian human rights lawyer, very, very well known in China, who investigated the persecution of Falun Gong and wrote reports about it. One of the people I met, Cao Dong, who had been in prison, told me the story about how his best friend had disappeared one evening from the cell in their prison. And the next time he saw him, it was his body in the prison hospital with holes where body parts had been extracted. The belief that I have, and I share with David Kilgour, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The only prisoners in China who are routinely blood tested and blood pressure tested are Falun Gong practitioners. The organ transplant industry is in the hands of the military. The People's Liberation Army is responsible for the hospitals, the transportation of body parts, and the sale of them. It is therefore a governmental activity and constitutes genocide under Article 2 of the Genocide Convention. It is as serious as that. The Falun Gong are to the Chinese regime of today what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes. The European Parliament comes from a very diverse background. And as Peter has already said, even within this quite straightforward resolution, there are still problems, because the absolute deluge of propaganda from the regime in Beijing vilifying Falun Gong as some sort of extremist cult. Now, I've met, as I said, hundreds of members of Falun Gong. It is not a sect. It is not a cult. There is no money involved. There is no brainwashing. All the normal characteristics of a cult simply don't exist. These are people who practice their spiritual exercises on their own. And yet, as I said, because between 70 and 100 million people in 1999 were practicing Falun Gong, this was seen by Jiang Zemin, then the leader of the Communist Party, as a threat to his own position. It wasn't, of course, but he saw the opportunity of creating an enemy within. Just as during the war, the Nazis singled out the Jews as a special characteristic and did what they did to the Jews. The same is happening today to Falun Gong in China. That is why it is genocide. That's why I say it's so serious. More than two-thirds of the prisoners in China in re-education through labor or forced labor camps are Falun Gong practitioners. That is a huge number of people. Now, at the end of the Kilgour Matus report, you will see a list of more than 3,000 Falun Gong practitioners who have died under torture. To the regime, those are wasted people, but nevertheless, they have died under torture in the prison camps. I've met hundreds of Falun Gong who've been through this terrible process of escalating torture. I believe that we should, in Europe, now set up something like happened in West Germany during the Cold War at Salzgitter, where an impunity index was maintained of confidential denunciations from East Germany under communist rule against torture and maltreatment. And after reunification, a number of prosecutions followed of those people. And what we need in the world today is an impunity index maintained at an international level, in my view, by the EU in conjunction with the International Criminal Court, so that people in China or other countries where there's repression may make confidential denunciations. And having talked to ex-prisoners, they tell me that the one thing that gave them some hope was that one day the torturers would be brought to account. Now, in the report of David Kilgour and David Matus, those 3,000 Falun Gong practitioners who've died, in those cases, it has been established where they were arrested, where they were imprisoned, who did the torture, that is listed. And that's a fundamental point. And we should never, ever give up on the idea that one day justice will be done.
I pray so, that justice will be done.
Thy kingdom come. Yep, absolutely.
We have 3 minutes before we take a station break. I just want to reiterate that this is a huge problem, not just in China, but all over the world. But these men who we just heard speak, David Kilgour and Edward McMillan, They are major voices in speaking to the government there in the EU, correct? And they're speaking about this problem. And so it's gotten some recognition, but yet no one does anything.
Yes, and after break, I can share with you the China Tribunal. So Jeffrey Nice QC, who was the leading prosecuting attorney to put away the Slobodan Milosevic, the Yugoslavian dictator who killed so many innocent people. But it gets really noticed, and it's been heavily suppressed because of the amount of money. A trained assassin, I was on a child trafficking ring one day, a raid one time. I was invited because I went on Alex Jones and two mercs were traveling through Vietnam, had some connections. They met up with me and they invited me to witness a child trafficking raid, and we rescued 15 people, or five women and 10 children. And we got to rescue. It was one of the greatest experiences in my life. You know, there's certain things you do not forget in life. But one of the guys told me one time, extinction before a loss of profit. So people will now take these massive corporations, multinational corporations, medical associations, rich foreign people who want the fresh organs, the agents involved, the doctors involved are making a fortune. The government officials. I was on Steve Bannon about a month ago with Dr. Enver Totti, and he pressed me on live broadcast on the War Room with millions of people watching. Remember, he's the first or the second largest conservative media station in the world, in America, excuse me, and also big in the world. But he pressed me for the world for the names of the Western politicians who are involved in this, and I wouldn't give it to him online because it was risky business. And the doctor shared with me, you better not give it to him because we want to actually give these people a way to repent for their sins and to come clean and try and wipe the blood off their hands, which they cannot, but at least admit their wrongdoing and we'll get, you know, and be, you know, we can forgive, but we do not forget. We gave you giving them a little more time before we release the names. Anyway, Reba, yes, I have a really good guest that I would love to share and recommend to you as well. You can come on and share about how the bioweapon was linked to the genocide of Falun Gong. And he has a lot of the
names. We'll be back after this station break, and we'll continue our conversation. And at the bottom of the next hour, we will open the phone lines.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to hour number two. It is August the 30th, 2021. This is Reba of Reba Live on RedStateTalkRadio.com, and you can catch me there in the evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We have been talking in this first hour with Mitchell Gerber, and we're discussing the forced organ harvesting of individuals that are fully alive and healthy, and it goes to the highest bidder. This is one of the most wicked practices I've ever witnessed, and I personally have observed it for the past 40 years right here in the United States. And Mitchell is here to share with us further details about what's been going on via the CCP in China. Mitchell, welcome back.
Thank you, Reba. It's a pleasure and an honor to be with you.
So we were going to jump into clip number three.
With pleasure. Clip number three is, yes, Sir Jeffrey Nice. Now, before we play Sir Jeffrey Nice, I would love to share with you why this is so important, because as you've asked me before, I think in the last segment, has anything been done about this? Has anybody called out this inhumane atrocity? And there have been certain people, but not too many, but a coalition called the China Tribunal. This was chaired, or is chaired, by Sir Jeffrey Nice, who you're going to hear in a moment, folks. the lead prosecutor of Slobodan Milosevic at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia, they conducted the world's first independent legal analysis of forced organ harvesting, Reba. And this is to expose the prisoners of conscience, namely the Falun Gong and others that have been harvested for their organs, these innocent people that have just been ripped apart and slaughtered in these death camps in these state-mandated hospitals. And the tribunal examined all available evidence, over 160 pages from up until June 19th, there were two that were conducted, one in December 2018 and one April 2019, in the course of which over 50 fact witnesses, experts, and investigators contributed evidence over the 12 months. And here's the clip to just share a little bit more on that.
Thank you. Mitch, do you have clip three, please?
In tonight's talk, Martin Elliott, former Gresham Professor of Physics and I, Physic, and I sometimes Gresham Professor of Law, will discuss how an informal people's tribunal judged mass atrocity killings committed by the People's Republic of China, PRC, of thousands of its people, most notably imprisoned, peaceful, harmless, forbearing practitioners of Falun Gong, cutting open their bodies, sometimes before clinical death, to extract their organs, hearts, kidneys, and so on, for commercial transplantation into other people. And that process is known as forced organ harvesting. All kinds of mass atrocities are accompanied by other grave wrongs committed by people in power, in the states involved in the killings of people involved in the states of other states, in other states that have self-interest to serve, people running international organizations such as the UN, and even material for our discussion by international associations of professionals, medics in this instance. And what are these wrongs? Lying about the truth of how and why the mass atrocities were committed, obscuring the truth, declining to face up to.
Yeah, it's really heartbreaking. And here's another thing that I'm concerned about, Mitchell. We hear of so much atrocities, debauchery that's taken place on our planet. And it's like people become numb to it. It's like they don't really acknowledge that it's true. It's like they think they're watching some science fiction movie. It's like it's not real life. But this could be your mother, your brother, your daughter, your son, your mom, your dad. And yet people just hear it. It goes in one ear and out the other. And they take no action. It's very concerning.
Well, there was a quote. First, they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Christians, but I did not speak out because I wasn't a Christian. They came for the Jews, I wasn't a Jew, so why did I speak out? But then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So until it happens to the person, until it happens to the interest of the person and it affects that person, many people will not do anything. And I understand that I have sympathy and empathy. They have very busy lives. They have problems of their own, and particularly now. I mean, we are living in deep revelations. I mean, the storm is truly upon us. However, to fail to support what is good and to fail to expose what is evil is unacceptable. And I think that as a man, as a human being, as a person who has a heart beating inside his chest that the Lord gave me, I have to do something, regardless whether I'm a Jewish person, a Christian man, a black man, a white man, I don't care who you are. It's important, wherever there's suffering in the world, to at least voice your support and lend your ear to listen to what is going on, and maybe pass on a flyer or maybe sign a petition, because the pen is always more mighty than the sword, or go to the websites if there are any doctors or lawyers who are listening, politicians that are listening in, officials and high-ranking people, business people listening in. Go to the websites of stoporganharvesting.org, endtransplantabuse.org. Try the Falun Gong exercises if you're stressed out and you want the best way to fight against any diseases or viruses and keep your a clear mind. Learn the exercises. There are volunteers all over the world. I've learned them. There's nothing cultish about this. There's nothing sinister or evil about the spiritual movement. It doesn't force you. It doesn't give. There's no money involved, but it has been highly demonized by the propaganda machine of the Communist Party to label it a cult, demonize it as a CIA-backed terrorist group in order to poison the minds of not only the Chinese people, but the Western people into believing that this needs to be this evil group of people that only want to practice their spiritual beliefs in peace are need to be re-educated, just like the unvaccinated now, that they're horrible people because you didn't do your duty for society and you're putting everyone in danger. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Have you seen the results? Have you seen the reports? Do you understand what's in the vaccine? Or are you not even prepared to take the responsibility to even look what's in it because you're so consumed in your fear you can't even see straight or think straight? No, you cannot blame and scapegoat innocent people. It's wrong. It's completely wrong. And that is my biggest concern, is that people are being scapegoated. The good has been turned into evil and the evil into good. And this is all about the book of Revelations as well. But we have to speak up, say what we have to say.
And we can't see it even more clearly than we see it demonstrated today, that people have eyes to see, but they don't see. And they have ears to hear, but they don't hear. Like, it's plainly in front of them. The truth is in plain sight, but they've been so mind controlled, whether it's MK Ultra or just plain hypnosis or whatever it be, through propaganda, all of these different methodologies, NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming. People are not taking action. And I played an audio about a dream I had the other morning. It was Saturday morning. So Saturday night on Reba Live, I played the audio of my retelling this dream that I had. And it was a prophetic dream demonstrating that most of the people, they are being turned into these mindless robots and demon-possessed individuals, and they're not responding to goodness and truth any longer. They are being manipulated and controlled by other entities.
Absolutely. And those who are fighting out or fighting back, there is a courageous woman, and I'd love for you to share the next clip, of Anastasia Lynn. She's Miss World Canada 2017, and I think 2018, I believe, or 16 and 17, years, 17 or 18 or 16 and 17. But anyway, she was going to participate in the beauty pageant in China, and she was denied entry because she practices the spiritual movement, namely Falun Gong, and stood up against the Chinese Communist Party to expose them for who they are. And why is a mass murdering regime, she said, sitting on top or on the Council of the World Health Organization and the United Nations? So here she is, I believe, at the European Union talking and deliberating a very powerful speech. And here's some of it.
For today, many of you heard about the horrific organ transplant abuse in China, including reports that Falun Gong.
It looks like the clip stopped after 9 seconds. I don't know why. Let me try to start it again. No? I'm sorry, the clip's not going to play, Mitchell. For some reason, it stopped at 9 seconds.
Okay, no problem, Mitch. Thank you so much, though.
Let me see if I can manage it on my end, because I show it's a 3-minute clip. Let me try it. No. Can you play it from your end?
Let me see if I can. I would have to see. Okay, start sharing. Here we go. Let me see if I can share with you. Share link. I'm not sure if we can. No, I don't think I can. Anyway.
Should we go on to the next clip?
In a moment, yes. But with Anastasia, those ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to learn more about Anastasia, there's a wonderful documentary about her called Badass Beauty Queen. It's a great catchy little title, but it's called Badass Beauty Queen. And it takes you on this journey with her, how she goes around and exposes the Chinese Communist Party. This little Chinese 22-year-old beauty queen, and she says, you know, oh, she has to take out her braces. So, you know, look, the little beauty queen with braces, this is what the Chinese Communist Party is scared of. And it's just a very cute journey and powerful depiction of courage from this little, this powerful young Asian, Canadian, Chinese woman, who became Miss World twice and was about to become Miss World, in no doubt about it, in China, but she was denied. So, Badass Beauty Queen. That's the documentary.
That's unfortunate we weren't able to hear that clip. She sounds like a really courageous woman. And you say that she is Chinese-Canadian?
She is. Let me see if I can send it to you, Mitch. I want to send you. I've got you in the chat box. Let me see if I can send it to you, and maybe you can play it this way. I'm sending it to you right now.
What seems to be unusual about China is that, and I think Ethan Gutman makes this argument brilliantly in his book, is how the Chinese government have solved two problems at once. They've solved a problem of organ shortage along with a problem of dealing with a quite annoying dissident population by using the one to source the other. And it's done on such a wide level with involvement at all levels of government that it's state-sanctioned, it's turned, as Ethan says, it's turned doctors into murderers and used health reasons to persecute and kill a group that they're not happy with. It's extremely difficult to find evidence about what's happening in China because it is such a secretive system. At the moment, however, though, we've got three reports that have come out over a period of 10 years. The first in 2006, Bloody Harvest, by David Kilgore and David Mattis, used a wide range of evidence and particularly relied on phone calls and interviews and website scrutiny to look at what was going on in China to establish the nature of the trade there. Then Ethan Gutman did his investigation called The Slaughter, which was published in 2014. And he used a different methodology. He interviewed people who'd come out of labor camps and put together a very detailed picture, which he fitted into the political background of China and built up a very compelling story of how the two things had come together, the persecution of the Falun Gong and the rise in transplant medicine. So that was two sources of evidence. Following that, in 2016, we've had a new report published called The Update, Bloody Harvest, The Slaughter, The Update, which is available free to download. And this is an exhaustive report, 600 pages with 2,000 references. And in this report, the authors who joined forces, so we've got Mattis, Gutman and Kilgore, have tried to document the extent of transplant activity in China using a number of innovative methods. So they've looked at the number of hospitals that are licensed to do transplants, the number of hospitals that are not licensed but are nonetheless doing transplants, the numbers of beds in the hospitals, the number of medical staff in the hospitals, reports of how busy the doctors are, reports of bed utilization rates, and reports of profits being made by transplant in individual hospitals. In terms of withholding credibility from practitioners of Falun Gong just because they're practitioners of Falun Gong, it's an instance of what we call testimonial injustice. It's like not believing someone because of who they are rather than because of what they say and the reasons that what they say might be true. And again, I put it down to the skill of the Chinese government in demonizing the practitioners of Falun Gong within China, so that they're, as I understand, you know, can be ostracized or considered to be bad citizens, bad people, and so you shouldn't believe anything they say. But they've also sold that to people who should be able to take a far more critical stance, who haven't been subject to years of Chinese brainwashing, and who should be able to say, okay, it doesn't really matter what this person's spiritual practices are, they're providing me with evidence and I should listen to this evidence and take it at face value initially. Of course, you're skeptical if you think someone's trying to tell a story to further some political ends. But again, as Ethan's explained, there's no evidence that Falun Gong is a cult of any sort. There's no evidence of political action to try and bring down the Chinese government. There's no evidence of anything other than a deep desire to be left alone to practice their spiritual beliefs in peace and to not be locked up and murdered. And so it seems a very unpleasant and evil form of victim blaming to withhold credibility just because people are practitioners. As far as I'm aware from what's been reported in the media is that Professor Jeremy Chapman regarded it as a load of Falun Gong propaganda. I don't think that was the exact words he used, but that was the intent of the words. And I'd read a lot of media at the time, and I can't remember where the other article was, but the other article was a spokeswoman for the Chinese government, and it was almost word for word exactly the same as what Professor Chapman said, and that just made me wonder who was briefing him. Well, the appropriate response would be to at least engage with the literature, I think, to have a look at it. I don't expect them to get translators and check every single source, but to have a look at what's there and then to engage in a dialogue to say, well, there's a problem with using bed utilization rates because of this, or actually transplant doctors, you know, do more transplants than that or do fewer. Just to look at the different indicators that Mattis, Kilgore and Gutman have put together and to say, well, these ones stand up, these ones don't stand up. This is how you could get better information. If they're interested in knowing what's going on in China, they need to be part of the solution in actually identifying what's going on rather than just dismissing attempts. Francis Delmonico said under oath at the US Senate committee hearings that TTS had no access at all to the military hospitals. And I think he said as well that they're aware that they are problematic or similar words. What TTS needs to do to engage with the report is to let go of the idea that this is Falun Gong propaganda. I think there are enough credible accounts, there are enough questions from credible and multiple sources to say, okay, there seems to be a real problem here and it's a terrible problem. How can we help to try and sort out what is actually going on? Because we can't act effectively unless we know what's going on. I think TTS is somehow, for some reason, convinced by the Chinese government or their representatives that this is propaganda, that it's political, and that TTS doesn't want to get involved in anything that's seen as China's internal politics. But if people are being murdered for their organs, you've immediately got a close connection between transplantation and politics. You can't just say we're only interested in transplantation, not in politics.
And I'm assuming that was the other clip. Is that correct?
Yes, that was Wendy Rogers, who is a professor of clinical ethics in Australia, where she teaches medical ethics. And over the past 4 years, she has engaged both academic research and activism, Reba, in investigating and raising awareness about forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong and prisons of conscience in China. So, she's found that over 90% of the published papers reporting on Chinese transplants research is based on organs unethically procured from Falun Gong and others, and she's leading to call for retraction. She's leading to call for exposure of this. And she's also the chair of the International Advisory Committee of the International Coalition to End Transplant Abuse in China.
Very good. And of course, Australia is going through a really terrible time right now with these lockdowns. People are being arrested for simply going to the park with their child. It's really horrific. I've seen a lot of these assaults happening on the streets. And the truckers there are organizing themselves. And just a few hours from now, they're going to start locking things down with those trucks.
And rightfully they should. Yeah.
Australia is having a terrible time. And South Africa has been having a tough time for many, many years. And it's like they have chosen, this deep state cabal has chosen various nations around the planet to have test sites for different methodologies. They're trying to see what they can get away with and how far they can push the people. And they've been quite successful with a lot of these means that they have used, but the people are waking up and they've had enough. And perhaps that's what needs to take place in China, is the people need to band together against the CCP. They have billions of people in China. What's the possibilities that something like that might occur, Mitchell?
It is happening now. As you can see with the French, you can see with the Australians and the UK, soon the Americans are going to have enough. There's a large militia gathering in the United States, a massive offensive with Trump or without him. It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. I think Trump, you know, I'm a political atheist. I genuflect to none of them. I believe in what Ulysses S. Grant said. Now, there are two groups of people. There are patriots and there are traitors. I think Trump is a God-fearing man. I think he's a deep-down good man. And I did support him, and I still consider him the president of the United States for sure, because it was stolen by the CCP, by the way, that funded over $400 million into the Dominion Systems account that rigged the election, flipped the votes, okay? So he was the one with Pompeo and Peter Navarro and Bannon. They've all exposed the CCP. They were the first ones that stood up to the CCP. And obviously the CCP didn't like that, so they used their minions in all the county intelligence agencies and the deep state agencies to steal the election and throw Trump out and direct a bioweapon to kill him, which unfortunately it didn't happen.
But my question was not about the U.S. My question is about the Chinese people. Are they beginning to organize in China, the people themselves, because they're in the billions of individuals in that country? Are they organizing themselves to stand up against the CCP? Are they hamstrung at this point?
No, they are the ones that are actually standing up the most. Yes, in China there's a huge movement. It's called the Quit the CCP movement. The Global Service Center for Quitting the Chinese Communist Party is orchestrating this incredible movement where at least 382 million Chinese people, between 50 and 80,000 a day, are revolting and rebelling against the Chinese Communist Party, quitting all the affiliations, withdrawing, walking out, fleeing the country, political asylums that are an all-time high. And there is a massive wave now that is coming to fruition where CCP officials are going to be arrested, their assets are frozen, they are fleeing the country with large amounts of money, and they're all being stopped around the world. And I can tell you right now, anyone that is involved in this atrocity against the Chinese people are going to be brought to justice, not only in China, but in the West as well. They're all in on it. And the Chinese people, yes, Reba, are revolting, they're rebelling. And this movement called Tui Dang in Chinese, it's an amazing organization, and it's a registered 501c3 in the United States, and it coordinates the global movement to help Chinese people quit the CCP, and it helps educate people around the world as to the evil nature of communism. So, yes, the Chinese people are really they've had enough of the CCP, just like the Vietnamese people. They hate the CCP for what they've done to the people.
Yeah, that's such good news for my listening audience to hear. And do we have that other clip? Is it available from Anastasia?
I hope so. Let me see if I can see if I can send it to. I think I've sent it. Oh yeah, clip four is ready. Okay, great.
Yeah. Hang on. Let me get it. Here it is.
For today, many of you probably heard about the horrific organ transplant abuse in China, including reports that Falun Gong practitioners and other prisoners of conscience are killed to supply the lucrative trade in human body parts. I first learned about these allegations nearly a decade ago, when David Matus and David Kilgore, and also the Miss World Canada 2003, Nazanin F. Xinjiang, were speaking about it in Vancouver. But it took me a long time to nearly confront the gravity of this crime, to consider deeply what it means that tens of thousands, or perhaps hundreds of thousands, of innocent people are being killed for their organs. The first time I was made to grapple seriously with this issue was when I starred in a film called The Bleeding Edge, which is based on true events. In it, I played a Falun Gong practitioner imprisoned for her beliefs, who was tied to an operation table as her vital organs are removed to be sold for a profit. One of the factors that made it difficult to really grasp the magnitude of these crimes is that the victims, Falun Gong practitioners, are still not very well understood. It is a very Chinese thing, if you consider it, is a practice that's reminiscent of Buddhist and Taoist teaching, which is an essential part of Chinese culture. But in 1998, the State Sport Administration estimated that there were 70 million to 100 million practitioners in China, more than the membership of Communist Party. Now, this is a major reason why Falun Gong was targeted by the Communist Party, and such a huge independent group was unprecedented in a communist community, a communist party regime. And so in 1999, July 20th, the Communist Party launched a nationwide campaign against Falun Gong and established an extra legal committee inside the Politburo Standing Committee specifically to eliminate this peaceful group. Its name is the 610 Office. It has unlimited power, answered to no one, and was instructed to use any means necessary to eradicate Falun Gong. So party members were taken to brainwashing classes, so as the students. The military were cleansed of Falun Gong practitioners, and lawyers were forbidden from defending Falun Gong clients. Families were broken apart, and husband and wives were expected to express their firm political stand if their partner persists in Falun Gong. Labor camps were built and new means of brainwashing called transformation were developed. Hundreds of thousands were detained without trial and faced harrowing torture. All this, of course, is a key ingredient to genocide, to dehumanize the targeted population. From that point on, Chinese citizens who practice Falun Gong were outside the protection of the law. And this explains how organ harvesting could come about.
Yeah, the dehumanization is something that's been going on for many generations, and it's been very effective. And they have tried to divide us on so many fronts. And with the multimedia efforts, with the propaganda, people have become desensitized as to, you know, what's truly going on in the world around them.
Absolutely. And, you know, Reba, there's a great documentary and publication for those avid readers of your viewers or listeners. The Epoch Times out of New York City has published a award-winning explosive documentary called The Specter of Communism is Ruling Our World. And to this day, you know, there are numerous Westerners who harbor romantic fantasies. You know, it's the Epoch Times, how the communist specter is ruling our world. And how the specter of communism is ruling our world from the Epoch Times. It's an incredible documentary. It's about 9 chapters. And to this day, there are numerous Westerners who harbor romantic fantasies about communism, yet they've never lived in a communist country. That's it, exactly. I see it on the screen. And experience the suffering there. So they have no understanding of what communism actually means in practice, which is the scourge of humanity. It's the devil bent on destroying humanity. Its goal is to destroy Reba, all of mankind, and its arrangements are very meticulous and specific. And I'll just share something with you according to the communist specter from this publication. Sometimes, and it's talking about communism, sometimes it uses slaughter and violence to destroy those who refuse to follow it. Other times, it takes recourse in the language of science and progress, offering a wonderful blueprint of the future in order to deceive people. Sometimes it presents itself as a profound field of learning and makes people believe that it is the future direction of mankind. Other times, this might sound familiar, it uses the slogan of cancel culture, democracy, equality, and social justice to infiltrate the fields of education, media, art, and law, bringing people under its banner without their awareness. And the conspiracy has been so successful that it has almost been carried out to completion, and now the devil is ruling our world.
That's true. That is so true. And we've got to wake up, and we need to somehow figure out a way to reach these masses that are so complacent and asleep that are being led to the slaughter. Somehow we need to shake them and help them to see. And I think that's one reason why, you know, like President Trump, many have said he's allowing these things to happen. Q has said that, you know, the people need to see it. They need to experience it. And I know this to be a fact. In my wellness center, I have seen for over 30 years that people tend to not look for some other option until their current option is no longer available. When they're told, go home and prepare to die, then they start looking for alternatives. Well, people need to wake up and figure out there is no other alternative that is coming forth from the present government. These people that are running our government are traitors. They have violated our Constitution. They violated all the amendments in our Bill of Rights. And it's time that we, the people, need to take back what is rightfully ours. And that's our God-given right to self-governance. We have free will, and we need to start exercising it.
Amen to that, Reba. It's been a pleasure to be on your show. Before I go, may I share the links one more time with people? I know we haven't got much time left, but before I forget.
Well, you can share the links, but we have about 20 minutes. And okay. We may have some callers on hand that may want to ask you some questions.
With pleasure, sure.
So go ahead and share the links, and then we'll check with Mitch and see if someone's on the hold.
Okay, wonderful. Well, for those who would like to learn more about Falun Gong and the practice and why it's been persecuted and how it's been how they've been slaughtered for their organs, you can go to falluninfo.net. Falun, FALUNINFO.net, falluninfo.net. And then to also read the reports from the investigators, which I've mentioned today and you've listened to tonight, endtransplantabuse.org, endtransplantabuse.org. Very interesting reports, free of charge, and also the videos are there as well. An award-winning documentary that you can just watch right now if you want, free of charge. It's called Hard to Believe. Hard to Believe. And you can type that into YouTube, or you can go to hardtobelievemovie.com.
Wonderful. Mitch, do we have anyone on hold?
No, nobody on hold yet, but everybody give us a call at 540-352-4452. Yeah, give us a call and ask Mitchell some questions, because it's we should not have organized harvesting of human parts anywhere. Here, Bruce from Texas is calling. Let's get him connected.
Hi, Bruce. How are you doing today?
Oh, this is Reba?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, okay.
Yes, hi, Bruce.
Yes, his name's Mitchell Gerber. Do I have that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to know this stuff about organ transplants being done illegally. Is there any hard evidence, or you just have these statements of what have you? Sounds kind of sketchy. I mean, I kind of have hard evidence to, start believing this stuff.
Have you listened to the whole show, sir? Have you listened to the
testimony? Yeah, I listened to the show. I also remember a nurse there in Kuwait. It ended up being the ambassador's daughter saying that Iraqis were going babies out of incubators. I mean, you know, have you heard of black propaganda?
I'm not preaching any black propaganda. People can go to the websites. They can read the information. I love people like you, with all due respect, Bruce, because you make me work harder. So I actually appreciate the skepticism and the cynicism of your call, because yes, I provided all the links, and there's about 52 pieces of evidence. There's been tribunal stays done on this, testimonies. And you can easily go to endtransplantabuse.org. All the reports are there, and chinatribunal.com.
Yeah, and this type of thing, Bruce, this type
really
of thing has been
me,
going
on.
I'm sorry, you're not coming through clearly.
Oh, must be my Bluetooth. I'll let you take another call. Bye-bye.
So the thing is, you know, I can't attest to, I haven't seen it firsthand in China, but I have seen it firsthand right here in the United States. And as I said early on in the show in hour one, back in the 80s, I saw it myself that this was going on. And also I saw it again in the 90s, where individuals who were fully alive and able to recover were murdered for their organs. And I would attest to it in any court. I would put my hand on the Bible, and I would attest to exactly what I saw anywhere, any place. It is happening, and it's been happening for decades. Do we have any other callers, Mitch?
Scaredy Cat's on the line.
I would like to share something quickly, if I may, Reba, before our next caller, if I may, to Bruce.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, this is to you, Bruce, because I know as a skeptic you want hard evidence, and there is evidence, of course, but I want to share with you, this is from one of the main investigators. He sat down with me at the child trafficking court in London, deliberating for 2 hours about all the evidence that confirms that this is going on. He said, what do you say to those people? The reporter asked him, what do you say to those people who still doubt that organ harvesting has occurred or is occurring on a large scale in China, especially through the use of Falun Gong practitioners? He said, the dogs barked, the caravan moves on. Look, the slaughter, my book, has been out for a year. That's plenty of time for serious reviewers to question my conclusions. I can't think of one who has. Even the South China Morning Post, which obviously had to give a critical review given their financial relationship with the mainland, didn't dare. And I stand by every footnote, every interview. I don't begrudge anyone the right to doubt. As I say in my book, these are serious allegations, toxic allegations, but no one has the right to dismiss the allegations without actually reading the corpus of work that has been published, the slaughter, bloody harvest, and state organs, not to mention all the investigative reports that have been authored by the Epoch Times, the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, and the China Tribunal. This investigation started in 2006, yet the volume of investigative work is only increasing, Bruce. You want to comment? Hit the books. If someone is too lazy to read about this subject or just doesn't care enough, and considers it a conspiracy theory about the Chinese atrocities to bother, perhaps they should keep silent. So that is my answer to you. Thank you for your call.
You know, it really reminds me, Bruce's comments and question reminds me of what I've been hearing for many years about what's been happening in South Africa with the murder of the farmers there. And I have many friends in South Africa, and as you came from South Africa yourself, my friend John B. Wells on Caravan to Midnight, his wife, Brandy, she's also from South Africa, and I have other friends, one in Utah and another that's in Tennessee. These individuals, they left South Africa because they are white and they were being attacked. And I have another friend that is still in South Africa, and he travels a lot, but his wife always has to stay at home in their house because they run the risk of absolutely losing everything they own by people coming in and just setting up housekeeping if they leave for a night. It's really horrible what's happening in South Africa. Perhaps you could speak about that a moment.
Oh, absolutely. A white genocide is taking place with the farmers. It's absolutely shocking. Just like a black genocide took place in America, still to this day with Planned Parenthood, over 19 million black babies wiped out illegally under institutionalized law by the Supreme Court, creating Roe v. Wade, which opened the floodgates to this black genocide that was used by Margaret Sanger and the white corporate eugenicists. Not the same, but genocide is genocide, a scapegoating of an entire group of people. Apartheid, I lived under. That was horrible. That was a scapegoating of blacks and killing them senselessly. That was wrong and evil. But now the reverse apartheid is happening in South Africa with the white farmers. 70,000 have been killed and slaughtered, and the brutality against them is shocking. So, yes, J.B. Wells and his wife talk a lot about this. And his wife, actually, I was listening to a report that she was saying a couple of months back about they're setting up, just like in Rwanda, to exterminate the black farmers, the white farmers, and anyone that is allied with them, and to target the Afrikaans population as if they had anything to do with the apartheid. You can't scapegoat an entire group of people anywhere in the world. That's just abhorrent, and I will stand firmly against that. So I don't think it's right to compare one genocide to the other, but yet wherever there is murder and complete disregard to human life, any and every human being needs to call to arms and beat to quarters and stand up against that evil who is slaughtering innocent people just in the name of control and power and hatred. Because that kind of venomous anger, that wrath that has led to destroy other people just because your ancestors suffered, you cannot do that to innocent people. Bring up on charges the people who are responsible for murdering your people, whether it's Jews, whether it's Christians, whether it's blacks, whether it's transgenders, whether it's homosexual, I don't care who you are, whether it's orcs and chocolate factory Oompa Loompas, again, I can tell you. I don't care. That's my point. It's where any human life is suffering. If there's mass extermination, we need to deal with it. And instead of scapegoating innocent people who have got nothing to do with it. And that, unfortunately, is going on in South Africa today.
Well, you know, this isn't the first genocide that we've seen. And there was a Holocaust that took place in in Ireland, and they mislabeled it deliberately as a potato famine. These people, their food, they were growing tons, and I've interviewed the man who researched this. His grandfather was a member of the military who were actually going in to Ireland from the UK, and they were taking their food, the animals, the cattle, the chickens, all the different varieties of fruits and vegetables, and they were loading it into ships, and they were taking it to the UK, and they were leaving the people of Ireland to starve. And this was a massive genocide, a Holocaust. And it was caused by Great Britain. And, you know, we see this pattern that's taken place over and over again using different methodologies. And the person who, quote unquote, wins that war, they rewrite history. So they do everything to try to cover it up. And just like today, they're using these jabs. They're giving this shot, which is not truly a vaccine. It's a bioweapon. They're injecting it into all of these people around the world and right here in the U.S., and they are trying to blame these increase of death right now on the unvaccinated, but it's the fault of the jab. It's the content of the jab, and yet they try to reframe it. And if the deep state, and they won't, because we know it's recorded in scripture who wins in the end, it's God, it's Jehovah, our Papa, he's the one that wins. But if the deep state was to win this battle that is in the midst right now, that's raging all around us, this storm, they would write history to say that it was the conservatives' fault, that it was those who wouldn't wear the mask and those who wouldn't take the vaccine. And it's all propaganda. It's all lies. And their pattern of behavior and their pattern of brainwashing and reprogramming people has not changed. It's just intensified, and it continues to intensify. And people need to become aware of what the real truth is.
Here, you nailed it, Reba. You nailed it. Wow, it's been really, truly a legendary and epic time with you, and I can't wait to be on your show on September 9th to share more about this and to play the clips as well with your other audience. But no, you couldn't have said it best. This is the battle between good and evil. So lines have been drawn in the sand, in the annals of history. And people have a choice to choose to know or choose not to know. Which side of destiny do they want to stand on, ladies and gentlemen? Do you want to stand on? Every human being now, particularly adults over the age of 18, need to search their souls and look themselves deep inside their eyes, in the middle, in the mirror, in the middle of their chest, and have the courage to discern what next is right for them and their families. And that goes for taking the responsibility to research and discern what is in these vaccines, what's in your food source, what's in your mind, what's on the television that you're watching, what's in the books you're reading, what's all in your portfolios, your fiat currency portfolios versus your currency crypto portfolios. Get my drift, because we're experiencing massive inflation and food shortages. What's in your pantry? Are there only 2 months of food, 2 weeks of food, or 7 years of food? Do you have generators, gold, silver? What do you have and possess? Do you have community? Now they're trying to shut down your communities. You can't talk to your neighbors. You have to social distance. They cut off your heart frequency 6 feet, these demons, I call them, these demonic forces, so you can have conversations. You're scared. They weaponize the media to fearmonger you into thinking, oh, if you don't take this vaccine, you're going to die, and you better take this vaccine, otherwise you're going to look like a horrible person. Meanwhile, the ones that are taking the vaccine are the bioweapons, the walking bioweapons that are shedding the spike proteins and the poisonous variants, the Delta, the Lambda, the Alpha, the Omega, whatever you want to call, the Beta, a liberal, you know, whatever you want to call it. Just now they're going to call it the Superman variant, the Batman variant, and the Joker variant. The joke's on you, pal. The joke's on you, like Sleepy Joe sleeping with the Prime Minister of Israel. I don't know if you saw that. He's taking a nap. But it's all coming from the vaccine. It's all coming from the illusion that we're free. And only with the Second Amendment, only with the will of God on our side, only with a strong community of strong males and nurturing females will we overcome. And God bless you, and God bless America, and God bless the Chinese people and the American people and the world's people, because we have to stand up against them. And these are cornered rats on a sinking ship. They have no power. The only power they have is manipulation and deception. They don't have any power, Reba. They don't. They don't have the numbers. They don't have the heart. They don't have the spirit. They don't have the soul. They sold all that to the devil for a piece of gold, like Jesus, like Judas sold Jesus to the Romans. Okay? They have no power. We have the power, and it's up to us to take the stand and stand by the Alamo like Davy Crockett, because this is Custer's last stand. This is the last, you know, this is Bunker Hill. This is George Washington. This is the great Second American Revolution we're in. And it's only, and I'm telling you right now, of all the people that I've talked to around the world, all the patriots, all these special operators, they all have their eyes on the American people standing, especially the American patriots, the law-abiding citizens, the militia, that are not evil people, are not Nazis and white supremacists and racists, as the radical leftist communist scumbags are trying to paint and demonize innocent law-abiding American citizens as. No. They are patriots that love their countries, love their God, love their communities, and by God will stand to fight against this terror and this terrorism, whether foreign or domestic, because they pledged an oath to the United States of America, as I did, Reba, as an immigrant. And thank God for America for giving me the right to live, the right to be free, the right to have private property and private. And right to
absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mitchell, for joining us today. And on the event on Wednesday, hope you'll join us. And this evening on Reba Live at 7 p.m. Eastern, Red State Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.